Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
My hair does look good today.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
He's an apartment complex, this guy.
Oh my God, something overtook him singing Metallica. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find our friend and co-host. He's at the Hall House all today. Mark Grody, Mark Grote, and he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You're all smiles, Grotes. Where are you? You're in some interesting locale at the Hall I've never seen before.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever done one of my Bears hits from where I am reporting right now at Palace Hall in the basement, I guess you would call it, of the lowest parts of Palace Hall. I am right underneath what is called the main atrium upstairs, and now I'm in a room. It's essentially a banquet room. There are a lot of we come down here for when there are larger press conferences, things like that. When guys are introduced, this is the room in which we report from. So I'm in here all alone. It's very nice. It's a little eerie. You just don't see anybody, but that's where I am at Hallis Hall. Shout out. I'm smiling, though, because I did challenge Tyler Buterbaugh and or Ray Diaz. I don't know who put it together to change the open, and they did, and it sounds deluxe. Nice job.
You're welcome.
You like the Wayne Larrivee in there?
Yeah, I think that it seems like it was time to refresh it, right? I mean, the Metallica was fun. The Layla impersonation, I stand by. But that was me imitating you talking about what losers the Bears are. And the Bears simply are no longer losers. So I didn't like it anymore.
They're not losers. They're winners. They have a winning record. Mark, what is the latest from the Hall? I guess we should just start with the obvious question, like injuries. What's the latest injury report you can tell us?
Yeah, the Bears will just do a walkthrough, simulated non-practice practice today. The only update we did receive today, and it is a bit ominous as if we didn't already suspect that as it pertains to Kyler Gordon, but when Ben Johnson today was asked for the update towards the end of our Q&A with the head coach of the Bears, he was asked, are you hopeful that Kyler Gordon will be back at some point? And the answer from Ben Johnson was to be determined. And he also said, coming out of that one, referring to the Green Bay game, it didn't look very good. And he left it at that.
So oh, God.
That does sound ominous.
Right? I mean, so it doesn't take a reporter plugged in at Hallis Hall like myself to just to infer from that that it might be rough sledding the rest of the way for Kyler Gordon, and they may even be making decisions on him. But we'll probably know. Well, obviously, we'll get a projection on injury report today because it's not really a practice. Tomorrow will be the day that we'll get into the locker room. It's sort of a different vibe here. They're not. It's weird that on a Wednesday they're not practicing, but everybody's trying to conserve and all of that kind of stuff. So I won't even be in the locker room today, which is typically a time in which we would. So very little information will come out like on the record today about injuries.
What is the hot tea from the podium when it concerns Ben Johnson? Because now I guess we're all turning the page to the Cleveland Browns. I'm sure he wants to make sure his team is focused on just that and not anything about the Packers last week or the following week.
Yeah, and I think the big deal for the Browns, despite the fact that they are a 3-10 team, which has lost two straight games, they have a really good defense, and they have the best player in the league on defense in Myles Garrett, who is up to 20 sacks. And in theory, it will be Ozzie Trapillo's job to stop him from attacking and getting to the quarterback, Caleb Williams. So we asked Ben Johnson about that, about Trapillo and what Myles Garrett brings. Moreover, the entire Cleveland defense, because that will be issue number one for the Bears. Here's Ben Johnson.
Not our first time that we've gone against a dynamic pass rusher. Certainly this guy is, you know, he might be on another level than anybody else in this league right now. But, you know, we've gone against Crosby and Hutchinson and Micah now. And so this is the next one. And we'll certainly have a plan and be aware of how we can help not just Ozzie, but it's also Darnell as well. Because the scheme that they run is a little bit different. It's that wide nine where, I mean, these guys are in sprinter mode and they're looking to go right to that launch point at the quarterback and every single snap. And if we happen to hand the ball off, then they'll try to tackle the ball carrier along the way. But I mean, it is their intent to get to the quarterback. That entire defensive line is pretty good.
What distinguishes him from those other defensive ends or edge rushers that you just mentioned? Like, what are his superpowers?
He's just a complete player. I think when you look at the size and strength and speed, it's just a unique package where he really has it all. I mean, he's very strong. He's got that bull rush that can take a tackle and put him on roller skates and walk him right back into the quarterback, which happens quite a bit because every team that you see on tape, I mean, they have a plan for him to slow him down, and yet the chip gets off of him and he just still walks that tackle on back into the quarterback. And so he does a great job with that. And then, you know, heaven forbid you ever leave him one-on-one, and that's really where, you know, he shows up. He's almost unblockable that way.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm fearful of Myles Garrett, just straight up.
Why wouldn't you be?
But like in a different way than all the other guys that Grody mentioned in his, or that he, Ben Johnson mentioned in his initial answer. I just think he is on another level, but also I don't know how you stop a guy who is capable of getting five sacks in one game.
Well, there's the other part too, Marshall. This defense ain't just Myles Garrett. I mean, you heard Ben Johnson talking about how effective the defensive line is, and they have the rookie second rounder out of UCLA in Carson Schwesinger. He is really good. And Ben Johnson went so far as to say, without necessarily being prompted, that he reminds him, Carson Schwesinger, of one Luke Kuechly.
And oh,
Well, 53 tackles, 58 assists, Layla. He's got a sack and a half this year. He has had a couple of interceptions. Get to know this guy. He's going to be on the NFL map in years to come. Even if he isn't at the moment, this dude's a baller. So it's not just, it's an entire unit of defense that has been really good for Cleveland this year. They are first against the pass, allowing 165 yards per game. They are pretty good against the rush, too, 13th against the rush, allowing 107 yards per game. So this is – and you are right, Marshall. That is the guy. That's why we were asking about Garrett, but it goes beyond Myles Garrett as to why this Cleveland defense is so effective.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, that's it. And that's what happens when you actually have a game wrecker for a pass rusher. Like, that's what it looks like.
Slightly jealous.
You don't need many. You need one guy to do his job, and this one absolutely does in Myles Garrett, and I think it's a fair discussion. To me, Mark, that says that the Bears know they have to run the ball more than maybe they think they probably did previous. Like, I don't know if we're going to see the same two opening drives the way they looked against the Packers against this Cleveland team.
Yeah, and I mean, that's we talked a lot about it on Monday about the Bears needing to get off to faster starts no matter what it takes. But yeah, it will be very interesting to see what the game plan is. And as a matter of fact, let's cover some of that stuff with Caleb Williams. He was out here talking today. Caleb was front and center. Interesting Caleb today. Like, he answered all the questions really well. He seemed a little down today. And I can't, like, the Caleb energy just wasn't quite the same as what it typically is. Answered all the questions thoroughly and all of that kind of stuff. I can't quite pinpoint, and maybe you'll sense it when you hear some of the Q&A back and forth here. But I did ask Caleb Williams the question that I think a lot of us have been asking, and I listened to you guys coming in here today, and you guys were having a great discussion on Caleb Williams and what you can do to make him better, make him more effective, and some of that stuff came back with a question that I had for Caleb Williams. Take a listen to this.
Caleb, through 13 games this season, are there one or two things that you specifically want to get better at within the game?
Yeah, starting faster for myself, and then the other one would be you know, some of these, like, you know, I'm doing the right things, and then, you know, the last bit of it, it's something's off, and it's either a miss or incompletion, or, you know, something just not on the same page, or, you know, so that's the area that I really want to get, you know, on the same page with the guys. And then, you know, from my side of it is, you know, doing everything right, and then you miss. And so it's just sharp focus, and sharpening my focus even more, and just making sure starting fast and having that sharp focus from the beginning.
What is the key to starting fast? I mean, everybody talks about it. Is it something that you can practice?
Yeah, something you can practice, but also something I think just like I keep using these analogies and references and stuff, but it's just like, you know, sometimes just seeing the first basket go in and getting your first completion and you know, just kind of seeing the, you know, the pass being caught, whatever pass it is, whether it's a deep shot, a intermediate, short, whatever it is, just, you know, finding that first completion and getting in, you know, getting into your receiver's hands or tight ends or whatever, and letting them go to work.
Makes it sound simple, but if it were, we'd see it more often in games.
Here's the part that I was most interested in that, and I tried to get a follow-up, and I was not able to. But he and I guess I should give a little bit more of the description of Caleb when he was talking about doing everything right, and then something goes wrong, essentially. There's something that, whether he's not on the same page with the receivers, he kind of was smiling, and it was like that frustration smile, like, I'm doing it all right. And then something, and he's not blaming anybody else. Like, he's blaming himself, blaming everybody. But my follow-up question would have been, if I had had the opportunity, and I will try to chat with him in the locker room, because I think the follow-up question that was needed here is, are you kind of smiling and clinching a little bit right now because you think you're so close? That's the feeling that I got. That's what I would have asked. I would have asked, do you feel like you're so close? It's such a, you're doing everything right, and then something, a tiny thing. And we know that the NFL at this level, it's a matter of inches, whereas in college, it's a matter of a couple feet sometimes. And so that's what I want to know from Caleb: are we close, or is it just like, I'm just so frustrated by the fact that everything goes right up until a certain point?
In listening to that and hearing you talk about it and the follow-up question that you wanted to ask, I mean, I've just come to this understanding that it's all just a little off kilter, and it's going to take more time than he can give to fixing whatever it is at that last second. And I just wonder if you believe he can change something between now and the end of the regular season, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, or if this is simply something that's going to take more time.
It could click. Yeah, I mean, because that does happen to athletes, and we're talking about the NFL. There is a point where there can be and is at times just an awakening for a player. Hi, guys. I got Weeder and Fishbane walking around here right now. I don't know what these guys – you guys are welcome to come in here if you'd like. If you gentlemen would like to come in my room –
My room.
The PNC Center is now your room?
It's my room. They're correcting me again because I said Austin Booker the other day. Those senior writers from The Athletic, I tell you. I'm sorry, guys. What was I talking about?
We were talking about Caleb getting close and how you wanted to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great question by Marshall. And, like, can you fix what ails him this year, or is it a matter of waiting for the offseason? And, yes, as I was saying – yeah, it could click. It's not inconceivable, but probably unrealistic that at this point through 12 games that there's going to be some sort of discernible change in what's going on. It's not like you could just say, like, every start's going to be bad and he's going to be bad in the first two quarters of the game, or not as good as he is in the fourth quarter. You know, it could be better game to game. But, I mean, in terms of actually repairing it, because you heard Caleb offer what we're all talking about, I do think it's more realistic to consider that that's a year three thing, that that's a training camp year three to get to go to the next level. But I also think at the same time, and I've always thought this, that a lot of the stuff with, not everything, but a lot of the stuff with Caleb Williams, it is realistic to think that it is fixable.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mark Grody, thanks as always for your time at Ellis Hall. What time are you on with Spiegel and Holmes today?
I will be on with Spiegel and Holmes today at 5 o'clock is when that hit will go down. You'll hear some different stuff from Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. Plus, we'll add in a little bit of Kevin Byard for the fellas who just spoke to us at the lectern upstairs from where I am right now.
Love a little Kevin Byard. All right. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. I know you gave us the premium stuff. They get the secondhand stuff.
Of course. That's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get paid to be on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Wow. It's true.
Yeah.
That's Mark Grody. You can catch his work later today at 5 o'clock on Spiegel and Holmes. Coming up next, we didn't really get to this yesterday with Mark because we had a bunch of breaking news happen. So we want to go back to it. Ben Johnson was asked if he made any halftime adjustments, and he said no. And then we had clarity from our friend Patrick Manley. And I think that there might have been some adjusting going on. So let's examine it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.